Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, welcome to La Cosa Nostra Radio. We are a poetry family located at allpoetry.com. We'd like to thank Kevin and the crew for giving us a place to call home. We believe in freedom of speech. However, not all of the views and opinions on the show by the guests and poets are reflective of La Cosa Nostra ownership and management and are of their own free will. Enjoy this La Cosa Nostra program.
Hey, so here we are. This is my specialty, actually, to be in the front, but I'm going to give it a go today anyway, because we need to have a show. So, Sinister, are you there? I'm hosting with Sinister tonight. That is, if he's there. Maybe you took a break. I don't know. Anyway, so I'm Boo, and this is La Cosa Nostra Radio, as you guys know. We're going to be reading some poems, some chatting about them tonight. I don't know where Sinister went, but I took him off mute already. So, like I said, I'm not really good at this in the front thing, but I don't know where Raz is, so it's just kind of really weird behavior that's going on at the moment. I'm not sure what's up, but anyway, so... I see people on the board. It would be great if you called in. The number is 929-477-3951, and we can get going on that, see how well I can hang with, now I can do it. I've been in the front before. It's not my forte, not my thing, but hey, so I want to say welcome to everybody. So, I'm waiting for Sinister to call. Maybe he's on hold, but I don't see him there. I don't know what's up with that. Probably got to send him a message, but... I don't even know if you guys can hear me. I'm going to go over to the site right now.
Boo doesn't know if she's alone or not. You're never alone in the night because I'm here. Don't be in fright. It's Sinister Spell. What's up, people?
Like, oh, I'm dying here by myself. In the front.
No, can you not hear me?
Yeah, I hear you now.
Fuck. That's an intro.
I was like, oh,
I'm sorry.
Fuck, I can't go.
I was kind of hitting on Chick Casey's because, you know, we someone. So
Put the wings out there.
Put the wings out there. We're going to get naughty tonight, baby. Woo!
That's...
Oh, Lord.
I'm gonna be naked next.
All right, well, I'm already half naked. I got these new monsters, the Beast, you know, hard liquor, whatever. I don't know, the kids are raving about them, so I'm gonna drink them because they haven't. I'll tell them about it.
You call in too. I see Zap on the board. So anyway, we don't have too many rights, so we'll try to, you know, make it through, and then I'll try to figure out all this weird behavior that's going on the site, and I don't know, it's like almost like some witchy, weird sex thing.
You know what it is, too? It's douchebags and cut bagels. They're everywhere.
Yeah. Maybe. So I guess it'll be me and you reading a lot of poetry then. But hey, you know what? At least we'll stick around. We're going to do it anyway because we got the balls. We got to do it. So... Oh, we got 10, so that's not too bad. Maybe Dennis will call in. We'll see who calls in. But, so, I don't know if you added one or not. I was going to say we could start with your own, but how about if we, I'm not sure if they're going to call or not. How about, I'll start off with, there's a lot more guys than there is girls in here. She might call, though, he might call, too. I'm not sure who to read. How about, can you read Rob Cohen's? Can you start with him? He doesn't have an audio for this one. Minister. Shit. Uh-oh. Oh, no, this can't be good. All right, well, shit. Maybe I should just cancel the show. Fuck, I don't know. But, yeah, I don't know. I could use some help. That'd be great. I think your connection's jacked up. Okay, well.
Oh, boo! No, hey. You know what? It's probably a good thing. I was on mute, and I said a bunch of raunchy shit, so that's probably a good thing.
Good. Because I was like, I'm going to hang up and say
No, baby, come on. We got to get drunk and take off our clothes first. We got wax and smoke. We got flowers. We got poetry. We're going to get sexy and naked and poetic in this motherfucker. Let's do it. No, I miss
okay,
you.
Okay, cool.
No, I miss you, baby.
We got another caller. We got 229. I believe it's going to be Zappa. Hello.
Hi.
Hey, Zappa. How are you? There's
Hola,
some weird
está?
Shit going on over here. So, we're...
We're just
we're trying
our
to make
it holes and finding out what flattened out.
Lord, I don't know what people are getting removed from the group that I'd never removed, that we never removed. I don't know. It's just bizarre. Shit's acting weird on Blog Talk and over here. Somebody might have put a spell on me or some shit. I don't know. But anywho,
I did, baby. I did.
Zappa, would you like to read the one on the board from Rob Cohen for me?
Yeah. Hold on just a second. I am so sorry. I actually fell asleep in my chair staring at the TV. I don't know if you guys
it's okay.
Ever
if you
remember.
Don't
want to
read it, Sister could read it. If you could read the next one, we're going to need you for plenty of reads. We only have 10 poems.
Yeah.
So it won't be so long. But
which one?
It's on the board right now. Anthem Dawn, the Troops, I think.
Anthem for Doomed Troops. I'll read the first one. Let him get situated. I'll read the first one. You get situated a minute. And,
okay, go for it.
Yeah. I like Rob stuff anyway. It's been minutes since I've read him. This is Anthem for Doomed Troops. Who flies a flag at half-mast? For those cast aside as disposable trash. pot people and riot gear quivering and bomb shelters with their helmet heads between the knees, mumbling salvation pleas from trembling lips. Oligarchy puppets and playthings thrown in the deep end on the front line in the queue for slaughter, flesh and bone capital. Auction in the middle of nowhere deserts where cattle go to die. And those that return are stained by the stamps of trauma. Remembrance candles are lit in barbecues on drunken holidays for the fallen children of unchained freedom speeches and rallies leading to valleys of mass graves. Military budgets blown beyond the reach of veteran education, starved people who struggle to read the telegrams and the scrolls of disillusion, honor rolls engraved on pop-up tombstones. May those who have passed by the orders to disturb the peace rest in a peace that their families have lost at the cost of stuffing blood-soaked money into the wallets of weapon men. Sleeping easy with blind eyes shut. And peace.
Oh, that was a great read. So what did you think of Rob, who's always deep and intellectual?
Yeah, I really like this. I really thought that. I think hope he likes the cadence set up and down to it. I think it's kind of a matter of fact and a little bit refrained anger. So, good piece, man.
We're going to welcome in caller 907 before I comment. Evening.
That's me, Dennis.
Hey, Dennis, how are you? That's so funny because I was
ducky.
Just about
thank
to give you a message. How weird. okay, thanks for coming. We were just
thank
reading
you.
Rob's poem, Anthem for Doomed Troops. It's on the board there. If you can't read it, that's okay. We'll get you on the next one. What did you think there, Zappa?
It kind of hit home. Fort Benning, Georgia. Sure, my EIT there, too. Oh, my God. Yeah, it brings back memories. It's a really good poem.
Yeah, you were in the service, right? Zappa?
Yeah. Yeah.
You and Dennis, I believe, yeah. Well, thank you so much for...
Please don't say it. Don't say it. Don't say it, Bruce.
I know you hate hearing it, but I really have to.
I love you, Bruce.
Honestly, do.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, they you guys did a job I know I could never do, and I wouldn't even attempt to. So it means a lot to me, and I won't embarrass you. Don't worry. I'm going to shut up now. But, yeah, I mean.
Pump your brakes, woman. Pump your brakes. Pump your brakes. I'm going to keep you in
mind.
I'm going to smack you like a redheaded school child when you get out of line, darling. All right?
All right.
I like the ALS stanza, though, in this poem the most. May those who have passed by orders to disturb the peace rest in peace. That's catchy. Really well written there. And congrats on the front page pick on that one. Yeah, good job. Okay.
You know,
so.
It's crazy. And every time I think of that, too, you know, it's like the difference between basic training and actually going into the field. It's indescribable. I can't explain it to you. But all I can say is this. Fort Benning, Georgia, summertime, gnats. You got to get used to them. But, yeah.
Oh, I hate those words. Okay, so before we move on, we'll welcome in 917, I believe. This may be Francine. But
hello. It's me.
Hey.
Hi,
hey, Fran. How are you?
I'm okay. Hi, Raz.
We've been missing you.
Raz
isn't here.
Raz. Not Raz. It's Sinister Spittle. The one.
So how another direction.
Chaos.
Okay.
Yes. Good God, man. Yes. Oh, God, the hell now, Francine. I'm in control.
Okay.
What's up?
Not so much.
Good night.
Could
have
run for...
Thank you.
run if you can, Francine. No, I'm kidding. All right, I added your poem to the board, too, Francine.
Oh, thank you.
You're welcome. All righty, so I didn't see yours up there, Sinister. Maybe you didn't. We'll read ours later. But, okay, so how about Dennis? Would you like to read yours, and then Zappa, and then Francine? Or ladies first.
Oh,
how about Francine, and Zappa?
You go first.
Yeah, Francine. Ladies first. Okay.
Oh,
okay. It's already on the board.
Ladies first. That's just what I'm used
ladies
to.
Ladies first. My child, you have much to learn, and I have much to teach. At times you must just listen while I explain and preach. It's not always give and take between a parent and child. The child needs protection, and the parent must provide. That means at times for you to understand being chastened by me will make you a man. At times you may think I'm unfair, but understand, my child, my first consideration is for your total care. The world is full of obstacles you will have to navigate. Some mountains are too steep for unskilled climbers to take. There are 10 commandments I give you to follow and to guide, learning how to live with others so a good life you will provide. Love your Father God first, and then do unto another as you would have him do unto you. Be kind, avoid mean in all you do. My word is the book of life for you to keep, read, follow. You will learn the 10 commandments and so much more if you do. Speak to me in prayer. Listen always. I answer in a whisper to your heart. Always be open to my words, which I lovingly impart. Your loving Father God. Amen. End poem.
Oh, that was cute. That sounds very prayer-like. I don't know if it's supposed to be a prayer, but I like how you wrote it sort of like a letter. And in the title, they're not all give and take. So true, you know.
Well, I was writing it, you know, I teach 7th graders catechism. And they think everything
really?
Is
That's
coming
awesome.
To them. Yeah, and they think
mm-hmm.
everything is coming to them. So
yeah,
it really was based on them, thinking about them.
And, you know, they don't like to listen, do they? At times you listen while I explain and preach.
No, they don't want to. They don't even want to listen to a word you're saying.
No, and they know everything, right?
They know everything. They know
good
everything.
God.
There's nothing they don't know.
That's
I can
awesome.
Just sit back and let them teach.
Yeah, really.
Then
we'll see where that goes, huh? And does anybody even remember the Ten Commandments anymore? Or what a wedding vow means or anything
not
important like that these days?
No, not really.
Yeah.
Not many,
yeah.
Sadly.
No,
you know?
Not much.
Maybe we should get back to that. And then
basic
maybe
stuff to try to make them be kind. They're such bullies to each other. And they're so mean
they're so
to each other.
They're mean as well.
7th graders
yeah,
are
right.
really bad.
Yeah,
oh, 7th grade?
That's
oh, my God.
Yeah.
I have a degree in high school education, let alone 7th. Oh, my God. Yeah.
7th is worse.
Overly sexualized,
like,
right?
Starting to feel, yeah, they're just starting to feel their wild oats, and they're like, they know it all, you know, about something else.
And they're so overly sexualized.
Young again.
Very
the world, the stuff. World is overly sexualizing the problem, and there's a problem is you know parents have gotten away from what Francine hits on this poem, which is just basic foundations of moral and principle and reassurement and love. You know these things are fading from our line, our lineage, and it's not gray anymore. It's getting really fucking dark, and this is a pleasant reminder of you know principles are packed. I like it.
Yeah, thank you. It's like I want to tell them to be quiet and listen. You know, maybe you'll learn something. But they don't want to do it. Very frustrating.
Boo still hasn't learned that one yet.
Hey, bite me. No. Before we move, I'm going to ask you guys, we're going to grab Rack real quick. I just grabbed Rack and I hope it hang up on him. I guess he'll call right back because it accidentally hung up. Okay, so, Zappa, would you say Francine's poem?
Yeah, hold on just a second here. Pardon my impertinence.
Your
okay,
pardon.
I must refresh. Pardon moi, s'il vous plaît. Yeah, I have to refresh. I'm still not getting it. I apologize.
That's okay.
Oh, wait a second. I think I got it. He has it. Good God, man, he has it. Wait, no, Francine, I got yours.
But you're on the right one.
Is that it?
Yeah.
That's Francine.
Mm-hmm. I'm here.
The, not all here. Give and take?
Yeah.
But you're on the right place.
Oh, I thought I just read that. Oh, do you want to read her comment?
Comment, sorry.
Yeah, she's waiting for comments.
Oh, okay, because I was looking at it. Just my word is a book of life for you to keep read and follow each day through. Oh, my God. Our little younglings. I don't know whether to slap them or kiss them. I think I'll just kiss them. They're so beautiful.
Some days I want
your words ring true, friends.
Thank you.
They, yes.
What about you, Dennis? What'd you think of Francine's poem? I sent it to you.
I liked it a lot, and it speaks to the needs of teenagers, even if they don't know what their needs are, and no one would know what their needs are better than their mom and dad. And it reminds me overall of that little saying that parents can hang on the wall. Now's the time to leave home and make your way in the world while you still know everything.
I love it.
Yeah, right?
Yeah.
My dad.
That is so true.
And it's so tough as a parent to know exactly what lessons that your parents can drill into you. And she did her all the things she mentioned were character building items that were really exactly what any teenager needs to guide their life by. If they're not going to use and read the Bible, they should know how to treat people and what to value in life. And she covered that well.
Exactly.
So
yes,
I think it was
thank you.
Really nice.
Thank you.
Really nice. So,
yeah, I might have been a little affectionate when I said to read the Bible. That might be really too heavy for them. But
you did.
But, I want them to understand that there's more to life than what they think.
Yeah. Well, unfortunately, they...
Dear God.
The cobwebs of youth kind of obscure what the important things are to learn in life, and they can only be learned by trial and error. So
that's true.
I don't know if any of the lessons that you give your kids are as effective as the one life gives them as they grow older.
That's true.
Anyway, I liked it, Francine. And
I
wish I could find out where it's not listed on the 10 replies, as far as I can see, calling for poems to be read. Is it there?
I don't know. What did
you say?
Put it on the board.
Yeah, I put it on the board.
When you say it's on the board, are you talking about the secret blackboard that you have hidden in your studio?
Yes. No, I mean the chat.
The group chat.
So
group chat. Now we're making progress. I'd like to know, why is finding these poems always a treasure hunt every week?
We only keep the squealers in the basement.
But I keep a lot of stuff. So I'm going to send you the link. This way you'll know how to get. I'm talking about the chat board. So Dennis, would you like to go next?
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah, Dennis.
Okay. All right. So we'll grab you right now. Yeah, I'll put it on the board for you.
Or
you can just start reading. We've got it already.
Oh, okay. Dog training. Hardest part about dog training, the dog learning to bending the master to his will. Home is spelled food security. Aware watchdog sights and sounds. Voles tremble at his scent. And a vole is a little tiny thing like a mouse, but smaller. Voles tremble at his scent. Domain invaded, flying flock, feathers spread to flight. A winter's bare tree branches sagging with visitors. Sunflower seed, beak stuffed, flittering away, escaping, barking. Trilling my whistle invitation, dog's ears rise, perky lift. He hears the dinner bell, salmon and rice begging bowl full, muzzle pressure from his head resting on my leg, wet tracks on skin from his nose, jacks my wrist over his furry head, suppliant begging, petting, and poem.
Oh, sorry. That's something different for you. Before we comment, I'm going to grab Rack.
See, Raz sent me something, a message that said, okay. Oh,
yeah, I'm going
to
grab Rack.
This is the board. Hey, I got to.
Hey, Rack.
Hey, Raz. Does that HTTPS address change on every show?
No.
Something really weird, bizarre.
Good God, man!
Raz!
Ellen.
Are you there, Raz?
No, not Raz. Not Raz.
It's Rack. Raz is off tonight.
Get off the Raz train, man! That
Who the fuck, man?
Just blew the fuck up. It's Raz.
Is it
what
an imposter?
Raz, man, what's going on, brother?
All right, everybody stay off the Raz train. That should blow your fucking head off. It's Bracken.
Motherfucker, man.
My favorite dude.
I've been mistaken for Raz before. It's okay.
Many times, bro, you're poor Rack. Wait, hello, Rack. Good evening.
Hey.
Hey.
Who's talking? Let him keep talking.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, go ahead.
Someone's mentioning their dog. I think that was lovely.
That was Dennis's poem. I like wisdom. You know, I totally read this wrong. This is something different for you. I think I have to read this again because I just got screwed up. So Sinister, what did you think of Dennis's poem? And then I'm gonna come back. So I want to give you a decent comment.
I'm like this, it's not easy to convey a moment that most can understand, most have taken part of. But how do you convey that in a written, poetic way? Not an easy thing to do, man. You did a very, very excellent job in doing such, splendidly, really. I appreciate this very much so.
What do you think, Francine?
I love the first verse the best because it talks about bending the master to his will. That's dog training. That's what my dogs, they train me very well. They bend me to their will. And they lead and I follow.
So true. Oh, my God. So true.
The first verse is, hardest part about dog training, the dog learning to bending the master to his will. Home is spelled food security. That's my dogs, too. They want their food here. And aware watchdog sights and sounds. I love it. Perfect. Describes my two dogs to a T. No, I really did like the whole poem. It was really cool. Nicely done.
Thank you. Thank you.
And Zappa.
That's so true. I mean, I would love to hope to want to think to say that I train my animals, but I'm pretty sure my animals train me. Oh, my God. It's so true. It's beautiful.
You know what else I was thinking about? Oh, sorry, go ahead.
Go ahead. I've trained my dog to pick up all his dog toys from the floor, go look for them throughout the house, bring them back, and put them back in his toy box. And I was able to do that by feeding him little tiny bits of apple. He'll just keep searching the house because he knows if he finds his dog toy, brings it up and dumps it in the toy box, he gets a reward. And he's smarter than me. What he does is when I'm not looking, he picks a toy out of the toy box, drops it on the floor, and then when I look up again, he has it in his mouth and he's dropping it in the toy box.
So he totally takes the positive reinforcement and just screws it all over.
Yeah,
just puts
yeah,
it in their minds. Our babies, they're our babies.
Right away, you know. She's out on guard right now because of all the bears around. So he patrols the land here looking for intruders.
Hmm. I seem like the
dogs perimeter dogs. Yeah, I had my yapper snappers on the inside and my outside perimeters. Oh, my gosh. Those dudes.
Well, you guys get bears down in the lower 48, too. The black bears are very successful animals.
It seems like the dog's training you a little bit, too, so you're both learning the ropes. Your relationship grows. You know,
he's going into
Hey, Randall.
Hey, Randall.
How are you doing, sweetie?
Thanks for coming. We're all just kind of crazy and loopy. I don't know, something's in the air or in the moon, or I don't know, you know what, but I don't know what, but I'd like to know.
You never know what. Come on, dude. You're always there, but you have no clue where it is.
Something bizarre is going on. What?
It's in the poetic realm and it's artistic, and that's all we care about. So,
yeah, so welcome, Randall. Thanks for coming.
Well, thank you. I hope everyone's doing well.
Yeah, hanging in there.
Yeah, dude, this lax is treating me right, brother.
Well, good.
The legalization of mother's creation, man, making everything green and beautiful.
Very cool.
Okay, so Zappa's going to read, and then you could read. Is that okay, Randall? Let me grab Zappa's poem. You ready, Zappa? Oh, before I do that, let me go to 614 really quick. Welcome them in here.
Yo.
Hello, 614.
It's Adam.
Hey.
What the hell? The whole party gang is here now. Everybody gets down.
Look, Zap, Randall. I don't know.
Beginning of the show, this is turning out better than expected. That's good. That makes me happy. Are you
and you
Prince
wanted to give up, Boo. Okay, Rick and Beck made Boo wanted to give up because I was accidentally on mute hitting on the girl that Casey's me shit, you know? And, you know, everybody needs to get laid. And she's like, I'm going to quit. I'm like, I'm here.
What's going on? What's going on?
It's like a Truman Capote Jr. kind of thing going on. I don't know what I'm doing here.
Joker to the left of me.
Adam, are you in a rush? Because I know you have to use the phone where you're at. Do you have to go first? Would you like to go first?
No, it's all good. I could go in order.
Oh, okay. Oh,
cool. He's partying with us. All right. Good day, brother.
Thanks, you. Thanks, everybody, for coming, by the way. I truly appreciate it.
You're welcome.
Okay. Zappa, let's see. Where'd I put you?
Oh, you know you got the biggest balls of them all.
Oh, my God, but who's got the biggest balls of them all?
Yeah, right.
I love that song.
Zappa, did you put your poem on the list, or you want to just put it on the... I don't see it, but...
What am I
or
doing?
Did you put it...
I'm like Truman Capote Jr. again. Yeah. What am I doing here?
You're putting your toys away. That's just a good one. Slot A to slot B, but no slot C, okay? No slot C tonight. Me and go everywhere else.
Put your toys away, Zappa.
No sweat off my balls, man.
Put your toys away.
Okay, I've refreshed, but I don't know what I have. I still have dog training by Dennis Allen, and I love that poem, by the way.
Did you put it on the list, or do you want to just drop?
Do I need to put something on there? I think I added one, like I'll just read it if you want me to.
Yeah, I didn't see it on the list unless I missed it.
Drop the link in the chat. Do whatever you're feeling, man. It doesn't have to be even be on the board. Nobody has to pay attention to what's on the board. Just do what you're feeling, but drop it in the chat so everybody can read.
Oh, seriously?
We don't have any
rules. Hickory Dock.
Oh, my God. Hickory Dickory Dock.
Oh, man.
Okay, my heart. I'm going to add this. It's just the newest one, I guess, that I put on here. I hold poetry with a grain of salt, as usual. I'll take and add it on here real quick.
Salt is the flavor enhancer. I want that kind of salt.
Start singing in the interview. They've got a great voice and they're working on it. So I'll just start doing one of us and everything. I'm going to be okay. All right, cool. We're on the board with Zeph. Everybody get on and let's give the mic to the server.
I love y'all, by the way. I love Samuel. Samuel. That's it from my heart. I honestly believe in a culmination in everything, unfortunately. Pain is only a... How could I explain pain? It's almost like saying, fuck you. You know, what's weird? My weird, I mean. I cherish every single day like she's brand new. And I try to feel as brand new as given. I'm almost always wrong, but just trying gives me hope. End poem.
Goddamn right. Let me comment first real quick, because this guy, I got to say, man, this is, you know, hey, it isn't saying fuck you. It's saying fuck you to failure, because we don't fail until we lay down and fucking die. And we're going to go through our ups, and we're going to go through our ups and downs, and this is what we need to say, because this is how we get through it and shit, man. Well done. Love it.
Yeah, I love that, too.
I love you guys.
You
thank you.
Had a great...
Is this a new one?
I think I wrote it sometime today, yeah. Yeah. I write every day,
you know,
but
he's a newlywed, so this is for his new bride.
Oh, my beautiful blossom.
Yeah, that's so
he's
cute.
Write poetry discussion about her. My beautiful blossom.
I know, that's so cute. We all wish we had something like that, you know? Everybody likes that kind of love. So it's just beautiful. It's so short, you know? And every day you want to keep trying. That's what love really is about. Keep trying, keep going, inspiring each other, lifting each other. And that's what I think you've done here. A brand new, and I try to feel as brand new as given. Really nice. I love the ending. Good job. I'm sure she loves it. What do you think, Adam?
Yeah, I love the idea of, so I love the styling, where it's the thoughts, the thought, train of thought. And then I just love where he keeps turning in, back in and into love. Almost like there's an old, that, you know, there's an old side of him he's trying to push back against to keep this new, fresh feeling, which is like a part of what he's already, you know, who he is, but to keep it rebirthing, you know, going over and keep the love fresh. And like you were saying, I love it. The line that really spoke to me, I'm trying to remember, I was trying to have it memorized when I heard it, because I'm not looking at it posted, I'm not on a computer, so it was something about the renewal, you know, remaking the love. The idea was that every moment is going to be a renewal of the love. He's going to keep repainting that sun, you know, that feeling. That was the idea. I don't remember what your lines were exactly. Somewhere about like the middle. It was that you're punching the middle. That really
love is
me.
Brand new. Love is always brand new. It's like a crush.
Yeah, I think that might have been the feeling that was.
Brand new.
And Randall, what did you think of that?
There's a stage of perfection we all have to go to get there. And it's that tempering. That song Creep by Radiohead, I want a perfect spirit. I want a perfect body. I want a perfect soul. But I'm a creep. So Zappa's last line, I'm almost always wrong, but just trying gives me hope.
Right.
That's the refinement and the tempering that gets us there. And that's, I found your closing line, Zap, was a, brought this whole piece completely whole of what it's really about. It's the trying, because we're all just creeps. Very cool.
That sounds like a line thinking. Of a song. We're all just creeps. I like that.
Awesome.
We're plebeians,
thanks,
damn it. We're plebeians.
And how about you, Rack?
You know, this is right in my wheelhouse. I enjoyed it very much. You know, there's a sense of futility in this a little bit, but, you know, you still want to hold out hope. It's why we keep on chugging. You know, it's just the day that you give up is the day you stop trying, I think. So, anyways, this was well stated.
Thank you, Rex. And Dennis?
Since it was so short, I'd like to hear it again. Is that possible?
Yeah, sure. You want to run it back?
I can't find it on this list.
Oh, okay. I'll send it again. The link
you sent me. Huh?
Okay. I'll send you the link again. You want to read it again for Dennis?
Yeah.
It's short.
Say what?
Okay.
Someone give him an apple.
All right. God dang it. My heart. I honestly believe in a culmination in everything, unfortunately. Pain is only a... How can I explain pain? It's almost like saying, fuck you. You know, what's weird? My weird, I mean. I cherish every single day like she's brand new, and I try to feel as brand new as given. I'm almost always wrong, but just trying gives me hope. End quote.
Oh, the poem to me is full of disappointment, kind of mated with anger, and I came away with feeling that that you wanted to assert your independence, and yet you were apparently angry at her. I thought I heard a her in there, didn't I?
Bowing down. Most definitely bowing down. Man is king. Woman is queen. Enough said.
So, I don't doubt the feelings that you had are universal, and that every man must feel once or twice in his life as he tries to regain his self-respect after rejection. That's
we're still good
say.
Friends. Yeah, you actually hit the nail on the head. We're actually still good friends. My ex-wife is a good friend of mine, but that's all she is, you know. I love her, but I'm not in love with her.
Yeah, well, my Chuck ex Chuck. Is my friend, too, and we're both glad that we're not living with each other, but we're still friends. And the same way with my ex-girlfriend, the Vietnamese 35-year-old. We're friends.
Go put daddy! Woo!
We're not intimate friends, you know? And so I'm willing to give that
yeah.
up. Just to be friends. She
say?
Makes a better friend than a lover.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That's
just... somebody.
Okay.
Somebody,
okay. Whoever's laughing
clap.
In the background, you just fucking did it, man. That is so true.
Yeah. Why,
that is
why
so true.
Settle for,
it's
yeah,
awesome.
Why settle for a poor lover when you can have a great friend and go off and get a great lover?
Here you
best
go,
friend.
Dennis.
Harder to find.
There's 50 ways
to
leave them, too.
It is to find a lover. Right? Lover is called.
My lover is my best friend. My lover is my best friend.
There you go. That sounds
I tell you
stupid.
What.
Hey, if you can't.
Yeah.
That's today.
Francis, what do you think of from Zap? Thank you, Dennis. You still there, Fran?
Yeah, I'm here. Well, I like this poem. I think that when he says pain, how could I explain pain, shows that he had a hard time before. And now he's saying, you know what's weird? My weird, I mean. I cherish every single day like she's brand new. But despite the pain that he's been through, the changes that he made makes him cherish everything like it's brand new. And he says he's almost always wrong, but just trying gives him hope, and I think that's really a very positive outlook. So I liked it.
You know, I wasn't even thinking it was an X, so that was off there. So yeah,
oh, thank you.
Dennis. Yeah. We're going to go Randall and then Sinister. Thanks, Zappa. Are you ready to put yours down, Randall?
Yeah, let me paste it. There you go. Got it?
Yep.
This is a follow-up. It's interesting. It's a follow-up of Zappa's last line in his last piece. And I'm going to just take it to a different level. This is Navigators in a New Millennium. Touch the pain of innocence lost, witness shadows in the sea, sought my freedom in this anguish, felt the cross surrounding me. So I zero in on the winds, watch the movement of waves, knowing despair is but a jar, wielding light into a lantern with a belligerent sound in a pitch of crackling kazoos and soft trumpets. Once I cease unions with dark wizards who MK fertile minds with tell-lie visions, exploiting their silence and colors, symbols and numbers, while those who seek peace and safety without lifting their hands get neither, sacrificing truth for the illusion of happiness. Becoming aware, comfort zones are the place dreams go to die. End of poem.
Question, what does MK Fertile Minds
MK
Where am
Ultra.
I reading that wrong?
Yeah, it's an MK Ultra. It's a PSYOP mind technique that comes through a digital matrix that was brought in on Project Paperclip by the Nazis. Yeah,
okay,
you've been watching it for a generation. Wizard of Oz, Fantasia,
mind-numbing
all the kinds of programming. Yeah,
all the way down from the beginning. V2. Oh my
show.
God.
Here's the thing, man. Randall, there's the vibes, man. We need to really vibe, you know what I'm saying? We need to get up there and look heads together, brother, and go off to the further because I dig where you're at, man. And that's where we're going. Where we need to go to ascend, to evolve, to continue living as a human species. This is the shit right here.
Yeah.
Thank
you.
Oh, what were you saying, Zappa, about that?
Oh, just when the Project Paper clip. Oh, my gosh. Yeah. I love that one little bitty. It's the line in between the sixth and last stanza. Without lifting their hands, get neither, sacrificing truth for the illusion of happiness. Oh, my God, man. Outstanding.
So, I tell you guys something. I share something with you. The word Hollywood comes from the Kabbalah, and it's taken from some Jewish boys that used to deal with Nickelodeons back on the East Coast, turn of the 19th century or 20th century. And they're making lots of money, lots of people coming down on them, so they thought they'd take it to the West Coast. And they understood the fascination and the mesmerizing that Nickelodeon cartoons did on people's heads. So they're making a fortune. So they moved to the West Coast. The ancient Druids used to make their wands out of a tree called holly over here. So that's why they named their company that. And the Druids would channel visions and tell lies through it, and they would enchant the people. So Hollywood, when it expanded into TV, what's the first thing you do? You grab a remote, you go to your channel, and you get your program. It's all an extension of an MK Ultra thing that's happened a long time ago. Go into it more, but I think you got to hear us.
Like well, searching gas into diethylamide. LSD. Good God.
I bet you people actually wonder what I do.
It's really good.
Into the further, yeah. Randall, into the further, man. Here we go.
I don't doubt that YouTube will ban this one also because of the Google AI algorithms that are monitoring certain words in their digital matrix that have specific vibrations that trigger things on a positive, and it's being it's being censored heavily. So if you got weird shit going on,
yes, I do.
Yeah, matrix, ketones.
Okay,
ketones.
So that
is not ketones. It's ketones. They do it. They do it too.
Is it going to end soon?
Starts with porn.
Yeah. People don't realize it's not people actually running this thing. It's a heavier AI intelligence.
Yeah,
it's AI.
It's a fucking machine, man. Machines are taking over. They're draining the brain. They're draining humanity.
Well, that's
brain
also if you're
programmed
brushing
to itself,
with fluoride toothpaste.
Tapped into it.
Stop using fluoride. It's crystallizing your adrenal gland. That's why they put it in the water. And in your toothpaste, it goes directly to the adrenal gland. And
hey,
the adrenal gland is where your consciousness to the spirit is. And they're trying to shut it down.
Good weed, man. If it's legal
this
in the United States,
and smoke a lot of weed.
Yeah. Check out what more I
do. A lot of weed, mushrooms, and your occasional acid. Make sure it's not the brown shit from Woodstock. And we're all good. You know?
I like a few that fuck with your mind like that. Bad movie.
You shit the random man. Seriously, brother, we got a vibe, man.
We got a vibe. I love it, dude.
Okay, Francine, what do you think of Randall's poem, deep poem?
Well, I did like Randall's deep poem, and I especially liked the same paragraph that someone else picked, which was, while those who seek peace and safety without lifting their hands get neither, sacrificing truth for the illusion of happiness. I think that was magnificent. And I also liked the last stanza, becoming aware comfort zones are the place dreams go to die. You know, when we get too comfort and we get too comfortable in a spot and we don't want to try anymore, that's what happens. Dreams go to die. So I like both of those stanzas very much. Very
thank
lovely
you,
poem.
Thanks so much. Appreciate it.
Yeah, it reminds me of like what you're always telling me, like about the hamster wheel. Like, you know, eventually you got to get off it, and you get so used to the running around, and you don't want to try anymore. You're stuck in that, just doing the same old, you know. And then next thing you become stagnant, and the next thing you know, you're wondering what happened to your life and the time. So, yeah, that's what reminds me of that.
Weird.
So,
you know what? If you get to that point, you can still fucking ascend. You know, so hey, don't give up.
Don't give up. The whole, it's guys, not the destination. It's the journey.
Yeah. And yeah. Okay.
And the point
and
of the journey is to never return.
Stuck on the journey.
That's
instead of
the
point.
Ascension. From precept upon precept, from glory to glory.
I think Adam.
Yeah. Do you want me to comment?
I'm ready.
I was what everybody. I didn't know it was all those deep. I mean, I know about these programs and all that, and I didn't even think that was being associated with it. This poem, Randall, but it was awesome, man. I really liked the lines that Francine was speaking on, and what kept echoing in my mind was. Now I'm trying to remember what it was. The part about the kazoo, the crackling of the kazoo and the I think it was soft sound of the trumpet or something. I was like, that was the first close to the top at the beginning. That I can't remember what the lines were exactly, as I'm not reading it or whatever. But those I liked the creativity in that, and they were kind of juxtaposed in sort of that way. It was cool. I mean, it was a great piece about some real deep thought, you know, and just the good piece.
Oh, thank you, brother.
Sorry I couldn't give you
forward, right?
More in-depth comment. It's a little bit tougher when I have to cling to something that spoke to me, and unfortunately it was just the imagery of the that I stuck to. But those lines, when Francine brought them back up, it reminded me, oh, yeah, that part stuck to me too, but I was still trying to hold on. I don't know how Rack does it. Like, a lot of practice and a good memory. Because, like, that's tough to listen to a whole piece and try to really, like, without reading it, that's work.
Work.
Yeah, I get credit for that one, too. Agreed.
That's purpose with intent, baby. That's purpose with intent.
Speaking of Rack,
what do
you think, Rack?
Oh, man, thank you, Bryce.
Think Rack?
No, oh, man.
And I'm ready now, Boo.
Randall's got away, you know. I enjoyed it, Randall. Thank you.
Oh, thank you,
okay.
My friend.
You read the poem, Dennis? You got the poem, I mean?
Yes. Yes, I'm glad I did. What I heard several things that I really like, and without plagiarizing the remarks of Francine, I like the last paragraph and the next to the last paragraph. And what really caught my eye was who MK Fertile Minds. Now, I think if I'm right that you're MK is methylethyl ketone, and it's methyl ketone. When we call that stuff methylethyl death.
Good God, man!
What it does to fertile minds is really warp them with the tell lie visions exploiting their silence and color symbols and numbers. Now, I want to say this one thing about the crackling kazoos and soft trumpets. The fact that you, the light in the jar, this is from despair. Knowing despair is but a jar wielding light unto a lantern, with a belligerent sound and the pitch of crackling kazoos and soft trumpets. If there's anything that actually is a better description of the confusion of mental illness brought on by despair, I've never seen it. So many, not only light, but color and sound, a craziness described so well. And then he tells us that he once listened to Seized Union with Dark Wizards, who MK Fertile Minds. So these dark wizards show up on the television, exploiting their silence and colors, symbols, and numbers, okay? Now, you know, when I think of exploiting the silence in numbers, I think of people who are experts paralyzing us with their data as described in television. And overall, I thought that the last stanza is brilliant. I like the switch from rhyme to blank verse. And I like the second verse very much. And overall, this is a complex and very interesting poem. You know?
Thank you.
You have a
Thank
dark
you,
soul, my friend, a dark soul.
No. It's the complete opposite.
He's a very,
it's just the difference of using discernment to be able to recognize what's dark.
Discernment.
Because if the darkness in you is light, then how dark is that light?
God damn right, brother. Woohoo! I love that.
Yeah, you are light, that's for sure. Okay, is you ready, Sinister? Thanks, Randall.
Yeah.
Thank you, Randall.
Thank you, everyone,
for sharing that.
Thank you, everybody. That was
my honor. My honor, guys. Thank you.
Randall's, really quick, this is no bullshit. I swear to God, I've seen the clouds open up behind this dude. Like, the heavens come around. I mean, he's something, I don't know what, but something deep and something sent here for a reason. Anyway, ready, Sinister.
I've been having a really difficult time. Some of you know, some of you don't. What I'm getting into, about to read, you need to go ahead and get the prong work so you're not devastated. I lost my wife a little over a year ago, and there's been a lot of accountability and discernment, and there's such and such and such, and there's a plethora of things that unearth, it's swept under the rug, and pull that rug back. So you go through things, you know, I'm doing good, I'm doing better than I've ever fucking done, I'm great. But, you know, sometimes I need to bleed. So tonight we're going to bleed. I wrote four pieces about the death of my wife. On this third piece here, this is the second piece. This piece here, I realized that the trauma of my wife's death would not control me. She was my muse. I give you that. But I'm not going to dwell on this shit. I need to get over it, not just for myself, but my children. So this is reasonable negotiations of a love I knew. Written absurd occurrences to acknowledge what's done. Tiny capsules of bone-rattling death feeders. It takes flakes of comatose rhetoric to disintegrate. What was? There's no conclusion for what's been done. Too much. Crimson rose petals bleeding as they fall to the floor. Chaotic introspection alive through meandering thoughts of yesterday. Uncontrollable rage is an infant armed to the teeth. Pride found in deviant comfort which soothes wild minds. Depth grabs. Satire lights candles for selfish one's final dance with greed.
secret route of it is under this ebony canopy glass footage. And there is a heavy settling on his shoulders, weighing down the strong, caught sideways glimpses of times we found naked peculiarities, buoyancy, floating. It's a big, heavy, drawn breath in this acidic, oxidated air, pulling myself from grimy, soaked scum waters of a tub. It's house in a home? If ever it was. Now it's tomb. Death living in the cradle. Foundations burn. Necessary changes. Opaque views. Lost under volatile skies, crashing violently. Remembrance fully tapped to inebriate colonies of regret, swept up in the lies, things life's missing, death souls. Calming these emotions I could no longer control or afford. Wayward soul. You soar in drops of sadness, white-capped lives. The coldest horizon is the one I saw when I found you. Repeatedly haunting, docile moments in the panic hysteria. I'm all right. But I'll be okay. The tides are drawn. Leaving chaos. Resuscitate fleeting moments on deaf ears. The nest. So many vivid, illustrious instances I carry me past. Never to frustrate you again for the verbiage I missed, saddened by the future of a lie. Void your love, never torn. More like obliterated and dust fucking dude. Lost mornings. Funeral scheduled time is one to say goodbye. Devastated your broken heart when mama died. Finding warm passing brought rivers of tears to your eyes. Overburdened day. Grievance is hampered to that execution to skin the blind. Painting missing pieces, I let go. I lost my way home. The dented fury is windswept. Stripping me naked and alone. I count the joyous moments we mended our love. Death's gracious. In an attempt to support broken infrastructure, I reconcile. Dividing and conquering sporadic instances meant to consume. Rising above the undertow. They look ahead, never behind. Devastated in the unreasonable truth that won't return. Pain. Times two. Was I foolishly aloof? Unaware of the depths descended? You allowed the devil's friends to corrupt restraint. Quickly deteriorating an already dismantled core. I wasn't present enough to shake sense into you. You're fucking gone. After all the bullshit, I was beginning to see us ascend. Terrified that this is reality coming years unspun. Broken, put all in. Willing to rebuild the fallout that was us. Of all that was ruined. We know what I knew. I knew it was fucking love. The Bakari breathing and peace.
You know, there's no link aboard. You forgot the link, I think. But, yeah, could you put it there so we could read it? I'm not good at remembering, like, what you guys said. I mean, I would rather read it. Could you put it there for me real quick?
I heard
please?
Every
I'm
word.
Sorry. I could tell by your emotions, though, that was... Yeah, go ahead, Zappa.
You own that fucking shit, man. It's tough.
Oh, you...
It's tough, but you own it. Come on now, you own this. Good poem.
Does anybody else hear it really well? I mean, I heard it, but I just wanted to look at it. Does anyone want to comment?
I mean, I was listening the whole way. You know, I've heard this before from Sinister. I love it. It's so emotive. It's a tapestry of surreal. It's like surreal life, but real life, and it's coming through in the color of his emotions that he guides us through in a very chaotic form as emotions come through a heartache or a tragedy like this. You just take them as they come, and that's how he kind of gives it to us. Like, one minute he's in despair over an issue, or he's, you know, reminiscing on the past, and then he's in rage, and it's just a great painting of, I would just imagine him painting a picture with these words, like just slapping colors and striking it, and then taking his time to, you know, do something just right, just so, and then again just a strike with the brush. I mean, that's how I saw it active. It was very active in my mind when I was listening, and it was beautiful. I mean, beautifully painful. It was a great piece, Sinister. And every time you read it, it's just, you tap into it so much better than the last time I, you know. Beautiful, beautiful pain.
Thanks, Adam. What'd you think, Rack?
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Sorry, my phone started screaming at me in the middle of it. So, but I, you know, the thing that he does, you know, that I like, it's kind of an evaluation type thing where he gets hit with the emotion, and he turns it over and analyzes it, and he feels one way, and he starts to react, and then, you know, the emotions take over, and he goes off and tries to take control of what's going on. It's very much a struggle in this that's very evident and emotional. Beautifully done.
Yeah, would you say the name of this was Meanderings? Something, right? Sinister?
Pretty bad, my big
toe. No, Reasonable Negotiations of a Love I Knew. I put the link in the chat.
Oh, of a Love I Knew. Okay, I used to get in the title.
Yeah, and okay. It was there anyway. I thought you were, I told you, I said that to you, and I thought you were going to resend it in the chat. Doesn't matter. I don't really need to read it.
No. I was just wondering the name of it. I thought you said it was Meandering or something. So, okay. How about you, Dennis?
I'm kind of like you, Boo. Without being able to read it and think about it, I can't comment intelligently.
Brilliant.
So I'll
all
pass.
Right. Okay. How about you, Randall?
I'm with Zappa on this. Yeah, it would have been nice to have it in front to actually read it. But the emotional and the mental turbulence that comes along is like Zappa said, it's all you, bro. It's so connected and so powerful. What I found interesting is the ascent and the descent on that roller coaster that you took us on is so real. But what you did, you paused at every rung of that roller coaster and let us get a view of where that's at in the emotional and the mental picture as we move up and down. And what Zappa articulated is spot on. It's that thrashing and splashing of paint. That it's pure emotional painting. And then taking your time and you settle down and give it that artistic flair of peace, where the lunatic is in my head, that line between genius and insanity. That's what I thought incredibly appealing in that emotional roller coaster. Well done, my friend.
Especially the beginning, where acknowledge what's done, tiny capsules of bone rattling death feeders. Like, damn, that's deep, you know, and then the crimson rose petals bleeding on the floor. Yeah, the whole thing is sort of death's grasp. I like how you put the words, too, in the middle of this, I mean, in between the stanzas, because I think that just, and it tells the whole story. If you just read those lines by themselves, like, you know, necessary changes. So knowing you in the last year or whatever, you've come a long way. I remember when this, you know, when it first happened, and I felt so much sorrow and pain and sadness for you. I just didn't know what to do or say. I've also been in that position, too, I know, and then how it feels, but I just, man, there's nothing I could do, and you've come a long way, and I'm proud of you. You've been able to come through it, raise your kids, be a dad, do all the things you're supposed to do. So props to you for that. And then the ending through all the bullshit, I was beginning to see the ascend, terrified of the reality. Maybe what you thought was there really wasn't, and you're seeing a whole new perspective there. Very well done and touching. And your read, always amazing. So, thank you. And that brings us to you, Adam. I don't know if you want to put one on the board. There was one in the list, but that's just one that I threw up there.
So, Boo, you know, obviously I can't put anything on the board. I don't have access to a computer, being on this rehab phone that's connected to the wall. I have a couple pieces printed out. I'm just going to read you titles, and you choose, Boo, okay?
Okay.
Does that sound good? Okay, so there's one titled Meringue, one titled Chandelier. One is Subpar, one is Koi, K-O-I, one is Salty Lips, and one is Ephemeral, I mean.
Okay.
Chandelier?
No, I'm going to go with Salty Lips.
Okay.
I'll put it on the board.
All right.
Let me send you a shout-out.
Ready.
Salty Lips. The city constricts with shaky breaths. Vapor and steam arise in the pale glow of moonless nights blunted by city light. One headlight cruising to pitch black corners, my mind, where the regicide runs blue to the streets, the mellow of red pours, only from the cup of the melancholy king, that old heart. Rattled cages down, blistered feet's allied path, cobbled in the misery and dreams of this wild frontier. The city, she's apathetic anymore. Loved her till the love was a revolver and a kicked-in door. She snuck kisses from me behind the last filling station. Unleaded push of some bleached lips fill me up. Skin tender to the tender love of my touch. Her smile is full of holes, and her pinhole eyes track my arm in crushed blue velvet songs. Oxygen is chemically acidic when you just gobble it down. A true heathen duo. Duel our bodies in the tempered pain of lost dreams found between one another's seams. Sewn tight as the billfolds and the dollar lining palms, which sway and fall beside and collide like tears. Trees rock and bend but never break. Even or odd, two pair of left feet, we love nothing but the flat foot tussle of our own beat. The flat foot toosie of our own beat. Going nowhere for kicks, rolling stones and mossy grass backs, laid up staring at stars, dreaming of the last halo street lamp. Burned out so far away, we're an island of another. Resting on the shoreline, let it drown us, she said. Sucking down the rum-soaked rays of her irradiated skin, I dragged her back from the rising tide. Craven boy, don't you know? Living is dying, and I'm dying to live. Just stay, the grave is made. Holding hands and counting the grains of sand. Kisses are salted prayers, burning the open wounds of our heart. Let it be what it will be. Just lay with me. Hold me closer than my own skin's itching within. Push and pull. Don't let go, craven boy. And peace.
I am going to read that again because I have doing something for a patient. I'm sorry. But I will go over to Randall. What do you think? That was really good, though, Adam. I'm going to give you my comment in a minute.
That's a... It's a spectacular piece. The imagery that he carves out here and the rawness here is just breathtaking. Your word phrasing is spectacular, my friend. Love the layout of this in the way it moves down through the layers of depth all the way to the skin's itching within, push and pull.
This is a piece. I really, really enjoyed this. Well done, my friend. Thanks for that.
Thanks, friend.
Yeah, this front page worthy, definitely. I'm gonna.
Yes, it is.
Oh, Adam. okay. Okay, Sinister. What did you think of Adam's lovely piece? While his face is burning. Uh-oh, he might have dropped for a second. Okay, Rack.
Okay. I love puttering Adam. He's sitting there waiting. Look, I shouldn't hold back. I'm sorry. I'm sorry, Adam. I mean, you've got away with words, and the thing I love about a piece like this, it's not just about the people. The environment is its own character, and you bring that into it as well. You know, you talk about not just the feelings, but you know, the smells and the sights and the location of where you are becomes a part of it, and it all comes out into this play that we're watching unfold in front of us, and the two characters are just, you know, interacting and bearing their souls, and you could feel your angst and your agony, but at the same time, you know, your emotion, the rest of your emotions come through too, your desire and what was it, the salty there was a line about being rum soaked, and I mean there was a couple of pieces about that just, you know, really played to the emotion. I just thought it was great, you know. I'll stop torturing you.
Thanks for
at least for a minute anyway.
And what about you, Zappa?
I had to pick apart just one couple of things. Oh my God. Where the regicide runs through the streets and she snuck kisses from me behind the last filling station. Okay, those two have no meaning whatsoever, okay, because it's like the city's just run amok. But that one line, my God, she snuck kisses from me behind the last filling station. I'm like, oh my God. Really beautiful. Really beautiful how you did this. I mean, it was just pungently, pointedly, exacto, right in your face, love. Beautiful. Love it.
Yeah, but I got a question, Adam. What are you afraid of? Because you're afraid of this person is...
Right. So the narrator, yeah.
Much or that she doesn't exist or
afraid.
That she does exist.
So the whole part where it turns and then we get the emotions of the female character as well, it's that point where you realize this guy doesn't want to be a heathen on the run. He doesn't want to be Bonnie and Clyde anymore. He's trying to save Bonnie before they become Bonnie and Clyde. So where they start out is somewhere dark, and he's trying to pull out. He's trying to change the path. But then you get to the point where you see that she's so melancholy, she's so lost in despair and hopelessness that she's willing to just basically, in this metaphorical imagery, lay upon the beach and let the tide take her. And if you love me, you'll die here with me. Kind of, you'll die in the shit with me. You'll die in the mire. We'll go out together. And isn't that so?
You'll die.
But you won't. And so she calls him Craven because he pulls her from the shoreline once. Yeah, at the start of that part, and then she calls him a coward, basically, you know, because you want to get better. I was trying to, you know, tell a story of emotions, but like juxtapose some of those points throughout. Start at a, you know, I don't want to dive too much and give too much out of this, but yeah, I don't want to, you know, I got like my time is ticking here. I'm glad you called on me because I was like, oh, shoot. I got lights are, like, turning out.
You
guys are, like,
story.
Going to bed. I'm like, oh, no, shoot. I got to run.
You tell us a beautiful one. I agree with everything Randall
you
said. You
fucker. It was awesome. Really.
Trapped in rehab, man. No, I could leave. The door's open. I'm trying to do the right thing, man. I'm the Craven boy.
Stay the course.
Right. I know.
Just
I'm still here.
Course.
Next time, if you hear me call from a hotel and I got all day, you know I'm in trouble.
Yeah, right?
If you start seeing me frequently participating, trouble's happened. I'm in trouble.
I'm so glad you called, Frank, and I'm glad you're what you're doing. You're doing a good thing, the right thing. So props to you for that. So.
Yeah, I'm going to come to California and be a counselor at your rehab, boo. I'm doing that.
Yeah, you are. Mm-hmm. That's for sure.
Mindy sent you a shout-out.
No, it's true. It's true. You are.
No, no, Adam, I'm telling him. Mindy sent him a shout-out.
I need a – man, I've been – so she's been on my mind like my hair. I don't know how to say it. I've been thinking about her so much. Let her know. I just – I'm avoiding calling her because I know if I talk to her, I'm going to be so – I'm going to leave, and I'm afraid to – I don't want to do that, you know. I don't – if you can get what I mean, you know more behind-the-scenes stuff between – so that's all.
I get what you mean. Stay the course.
Right. That's
come on,
yeah.
Parker. Come on now.
Yeah. Thank
come
you.
Come on now.
All right.
Seriously.
Well, I gotta go.
Yeah.
I gotta run, man. I hate to do that. I tried to hang out as long as I could and participate, but I gotta smoke a cigarette for bed at least. Like,
yeah.
Lights out. 20 minutes. All
okay,
right. Love
nice
you guys. Thank you for giving me
love
a spot in time. Love the poetry tonight. Great. Great poetry, man.
Love you, man.
The fam was all here, dude. It was cool.
Are you still going to be listening?
Right. No, I got to go,
yeah.
Boo.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
okay.
Love you guys.
Right.
Bye.
Yeah, thank you. Bye. I was going to, well, I guess we could still get your comment there, Dennis, because he'll probably listen to the replay. That's what he told me he's been doing in his time, free time, if you want to say something about his poem. If you're still here, I should probably look at the board. That might be helpful. Rack, what did you want to read or have read?
I don't know.
Or play.
I'm in a Death by a Thousand Cuts mood.
Okay, Death by a Thousand Cuts.
I think you read that one once. I think you liked that one.
Is that a recording or that one or no?
No,
I'll Randall read it. Okay, I'll Randall read it then. One more thing I have to do, sorry. I don't know what happened to Sinister, but... okay, let me go grab that for you. Will you read it for Rack, please, Randall?
Yeah. Is it
okay,
up?
Thank you.
Yeah, you got to get
the
link.
Yeah, I'm going to grab it. So it's called... Okay. If I just put 1,000, I'll get it?
You should.
Probably. Okay, I'll just put... I'll put this here instead. C-U-P. Okay, I got it. All right, I'm going to put it there now, Randall. And then after you, I'm going to go, and then I'll check what else is up. Okay. There you go, Randall. I'm going to put it right now. Well, there's infinite destruction. Oh, he's on the line. Oops. Pick it up. Sorry.
Yeah, there you go. Got something on the line.
Yeah. Oh, I got a bunch. Sorry. Ooh.
Hello.
Sorry about that. 662-562.
Okay.
Hey, Infinite. Sorry about that. 907, I'm Sinister back. Good
yeah,
evening.
That's me.
Oh, hey there. Thanks for coming back.
What
okay.
Happened,
Randall's going to read Rack now.
You must have pushed the wrong button because you hung up.
Yeah, I'm
up
sorry, Dennis. I apologize,
that's okay.
Dennis. Sorry.
Okay, yeah,
Randall.
The salty lip. You want to hear?
Your review
really,
on the salty. Okay.
Yeah, I really
yeah.
liked the last stanza, and what I liked about it was the grave is made, holding hands and counting the grains of sand, kisses are salty prayers, burning the open wounds of our heart. That is a beautiful image, and I'm jealous that it came from you and not me. And also, I like, just lay with me, hold me closer than my own skin's itching within push and pull. Don't let go, Craven boy.
Mm-hmm.
I think he's reminding himself to just hang on, And there's another a part that I really like. She snuck kisses from me behind the last filling station. Unleaded push of sun-bleached lips filled me up. Skin tender to the tender love of my touch. Her smile is full of holes. Really, your capacity to offer us unusual images that wrap us in warmth and bring us into the poem is just spectacular. And then trees rock and bend. We never break, even or odd, two pairs of left feet. There's nothing that makes walking more difficult than two pairs of left feet, not advancing.
Curios.
Normally.
Yeah, right.
And we love nothing but the flat
diabetic
foot.
Diabetic foot
neuropathy. And I think this, you talk. You go ahead.
Go ahead, Dennis. Go ahead. You finish what you're saying.
Oh, well, I don't want to be rude.
No, go ahead.
Two pairs of left feet. We love nothing but the flat foot. And you have tussy. Is that supposed to, did you hit the I rather than the L, tussle of our own beat? What's a tussie?
He might have. I'm not sure he had to leave, but he's going to be listening.
Oh,
later.
He had to leave? Oh, well, he's not listening anyway. Forget it.
He should have been listening.
Good God, man. Good God.
Wasn't it?
Good God, man.
Where's
my dinner pillow?
I think Randall might have dropped. He was going to read. Yeah, he was going to read. I don't know. Yeah. All right. Okay.
Sue.
So maybe he's going to come back. What? Oh, hey, Sue. I thought we were going to
read. Oh, did you unmute me? Okay, I didn't hear you unmute. Sorry.
I was wondering.
Just because I didn't think I was unmuted. Yes, I'm back. Sorry, I lost connection.
Okay, that's okay.
Well, I got to read. I want to read.
Okay, go ahead. Can you read that one then on the board for Iraq, please?
Which one?
A thousand cuts.
Let me refresh my screen, baby. Relax, baby. Let me refresh my screen, man. It's okay.
It says a thousand cuts. That's by
now. Where's Mars at, man? Mars is online, but she ain't in here. What the fuck? All right, so where are we at? La Cosa Nostra, Rakatura. Oh, I get to read rat stuff, rat what? It was awesome. All right, so. Mm-hmm. Oh, rat is here. Okay, cool. Oh, I got now nervous. All right. Oh, can I change the title, please? No, I don't. All right. Death by a thousand cuts. Cloud of dreams. Truth sorely mistaken, convincing me if I could touch the sky. Unwavering belief in your book of the shaken beyond my reach, no matter how hard I try. One hand pulls me closer, the other pushes me away. Riding an emotional roller coaster, looping tighter round my throat every day. Choking back misbegotten affections, unable to catch my breath. Reliving memories through funhouse reflections, each silently condemning me to death. I'm as empty as my arms inside, yet another piece of me has died. Inadequately equipped, I cried, swept away on the tide. In peace.
So you read it. What did you think, Thurston? And welcome back, Randall.
About a second, baby.
Yeah,
I
hey, guys. I got phones dropped.
Yeah, sorry about that. It's sex and funky tonight. Apologize. Oh, okay,
oh, no
Sin.
Problem.
I said I thought it was a sexy piece. I thought it was, I enjoyed reading that. That just slipped off the tongue like a foot paint. Loved it.
And I know you need time to read it probably, Randall, so Zappa?
I was just thinking, I mean, when you said funky, I was thinking Funky Co-Medina. But that's beside the point. Choking back misbegotten affections and able to catch my breath, relieving memories through funhouse. Reflections, each silently condemning me to death. That one fucking stanza, man, my fucking God. Outstanding. Fucking beautiful. Pardon the cussing.
I think you liked it, Rex. what do you think there, Dennis, of Death by a Thousand Cuts? You there, Dennis? Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, let's see. Did he call you? Infinite. Infinite. What did you think of the poem from Rack?
I actually really enjoyed it. I like the AB rhyme scheme. I enjoy a good rhyming poem, and this is definitely
kind of weird,
not,
right?
Didn't,
you want?
And definitely did not fall short on that. I don't know, this one line, reliving memories through funhouse reflections. I kind of got this idea that it was like
can't get it out.
Looking back at your memories, and some of them are not exactly how they, you may not remember it exactly how it probably transpired, and some of that is a dark reflection of what it was, sometimes twisted, and sometimes it's memories are made to be better than what they probably were. I don't know. I mean, it's just that one little line kind of caught me and made me think of that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I agree. And it's the last stanza, I'm empty as my arms inside, yet another piece of me has died, inadequately equipped, I cried. Swept away on the tide, it's like, oh, that's just heartbreaking. Choking back the affections. Like, you're wondering, was it real? Did that really happen? Or, you know, was it too better than I thought it was? Was it as good as I thought it was? Or am I somebody, it always sounds better than it really was. Yeah, that's what I got. And this is the Hurt Locker, you know, your forte, Rack, and you always make me feel so great job there.
Mm.
Did you get a chance
good.
To Randall?
Local.
Yeah, you know,
This
one here, this third stanza is just such a powerhouse hit here. This one really comes home here. Choking back misgotten affections, unable to catch my breath. Reliving memories through funhouse reflections, each silently condemning me to death. Man, that is so relatable in the twistedness that when we pull back from memory, what was real, what's illusion, what's really hit the heart, what we thought might have been. I mean, there's a lot going on here. That's an incredible stanza, brother. Well done.
Thanks, Randall.
Yeah. And shit, haven't we all been there where you just feel just broken, devastated, like you're never going to get over it. I will. Yeah, good job, Rack. I believe Dennis wants to say something. I just took him off hold because he's out. Dennis, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
You're not muted, Dennis. That's why. Hey, Rack.
Did you want to
comment
for Rack?
Hey, Haley, give you my... No, I just want to know if Rack liked the read. That's all I want to know.
Rack, did you like his read?
Oh, yeah, no. Yeah, since that was my read, then. Thank you.
Okay, now, Dennis, can you let's let Dennis speak? Can you tell us what you thought of his poem, Dennis?
Yeah.
Thanks.
Here, for some reason, Boo, your audio is distorted and not coming through. Maybe it's my connection. But I was not able to find the poem and read it. So I'll pass. Thank you, though.
Okay. No problem. Okay. So I was going to put mine there and then Infinite Destruction because I have to do his SoundCloud after that. But if you want the one you want, Infinite, just put in the chat and then I'll do it for you when I'm done. Okay, thanks. So I'll send you this one then just in case you can't read it. Okay, so where are you? Oh, here you go. All right, that way you're not going to bother looking for it. Okay, so this is called Free. This is gets a Pantone, so it goes like this. Let me get the page. Okay, here we go. I accidentally put two of them up there. Free. Oh no, I think this is it. No, wait. I put two of them up there. But anyway, let me get my other copy. Sorry.
Come on now. Come on now. Come on, boo <boo-boo>. Boo. You got this. You got this
all
shit.
These things at once, and I'm not good at all this. Yeah, okay. And all right. So, anyway, I think this is it. Yeah. Sorry about that. So, I think I got to put it back up there. Oh, shit. Yeah, I think I might have to put it back up there. Oh, crap. Or you can just listen, whatever, because now I got to go get it from my mailbox. Okay, how about this? How about Zappa? Can you read, even though she's female, can you read for Rose?
Who?
Put it up there, and then I'll situated. Yeah, sorry. I'm like, oh, I'm trying to work and do this and do
Boo-boo, it's
this,
okay.
So.
Calm down. Calm down. It's okay. You got this shit, man. Come on now.
Yeah. Okay, thanks. If you could read this one for Irish, and then I'll get ready. I know she's female, but I got to do this first. Sorry. Then I'll go.
Who's reading? You want me to read it?
Yes, please.
Okay. This is by Irish Rose. It's called The Legacy Rights. It might be Lassie, but I'm thinking Legacy. But anyways. Demons of hell smolder in filtered light. The Black Sabbath priest stands naked, alone performing her dark rites. Night exhumes her child once again in a savage birthing delight. Spinning spheres and facial specters, spirits transcend with musical excision peeling. Fire that has been frozen fiendishly loosed and freed again. Time takes rabid bites out of night, savoring it in her transposing splendor, a startling pronounced and aloof a credit to her gender. Her blood turns cold, her tongue splits, green scales form devouring delicate flesh. Slowly she's ripped and torn as if by wicked thorns. Eyes glow wings, form claws sharp, unadorned. The evil hieris of hell now clearly presents herself. Smoke spits from her mouth, fire burns in her chest. Horns sprout from her head, craven thoughts tear her mind. She has become that one, evil one, called Zorath. A seeker, stalker, and hunter of mankind, a spirit seeking flesh, seeking blood, seeking life, seeking death, that can never be sated, for the hole in hell and endless screams inside, always screaming to be fed fresh flesh of the damned. She is a necromancer, a shapeshifter, a conjurer of things that prowl the night. A tainted being hidden among dark shadows, there lurks a carnivorous predator. Oh my God, a predator that sings of her loss beneath the blood moonlight. Always the ways of death, birth and life,
on songs and chants about the dragons of night. Your altar is now heavenly laden with old sacrifice, burgeoning with rotten, awful bodies piled one on the other eye. Parts of parts ripped and torn apart. Crested blood has now become inconstant upon the altar's clay, feet and horns. It is a part and partial that displays her very honor, claiming as her own the civil order in her cunning overall. With dried bones and Syrian entrails, smothered in a cloak of fat maggots that have gorged themselves on the gore of gangrene, rot, a poisonous lace trimmed in a green, slowly, slime highlights the morbid scene. The chant begins, beckoning them alive. They groan and grind, fitting and fine, and their bodies now revived. Methodically, she recites their names as they obediently begin to arise once free, but now bound to her in demonic seething forms. Before her eyes, they are born. End poem. Good poem.
What a read. That was incredible. Wow. You read so well. That's really good. Sinister, what do you think? Did you drop again? I'm going to kick his butt. Okay.
Who?
Sinister. Something's up with this phone. I don't know. Something's up with both of our phones. But okay, you read it. What do you think, Apple? That was a great read. Can you hear me?
Are you talking to me?
Talking to you.
It was a
what
good poem.
The...
It was a really beautiful poem. It was very. It was very. It was like. I really liked it. I really did. It was a good read. It was a good poem. It's a good poem.
All right, Randall?
Yeah, this is the first off, Zappa, you did wonders for this, brother. Well done. This is like an episode from the series The Witcher. And for those into this genre, this is incredibly well written.
Yes.
Right, all the way through here. I mean, I saw all this going on here, like one of those episodes or something. Well done.
Yeah, his read, I mean, I couldn't read it. So good. And it just brought it to life. I mean, it is a good poem. You don't really see her write too much. Darkness. I think this is be considered dark. Yeah, demons of the hell smolder in filtered light of black Sabbath. Priest stands naked. Whoa, just the first two lines is like, holy shit. I mean, makes me want to read more of it. And then this is her blood turns cold, her tongue splits green scales. Like, you can see it. The descriptions, the imagery, all of it on here is like scary, it's spooky, it's well written. And, yeah, and then the ending, before her eyes, they are all, what's it say, boom, like, that's just like, makes me wonder, makes me think. I have to read this one a couple of times. There's a whole history underneath there, which is helpful. Yeah, but the imagery of this is just dark and scary and really good. Yeah, this is really good. This just deserves a front page, too, I think. A lot of them tonight do, actually. What do you think, Rack, if you're still there? Or not. Okay, wait. Who's... Zap already commented. Dennis. Are you still there, Dennis?
Well, I'm here. Then?
Oh, Infinite, what'd you think of this? I know this is up your alley, huh?
Oh, yeah, I was digging this. And, dude, Zappa, you need to be on the freaking radio, bro. Like, oh, wait, you are. That's a hell of a read. And honestly, man, I love this. This takes me back to like when I at one time I used to do like it was a literary I guess you call it fanfic type role play. You just pretty much you create a character and write for it in a world setting. And specifically, I wrote for a character in the Elder Scrolls canon. And throughout that, you know, all of the Elder Scrolls, there's these particular people who are they're looked down with downward cast eyes because they dabble in necromancy. And I don't know, I just I wrote for a character for it once, but man, this just kind of took me back to that, and I was sitting there, just the imagery, the just descriptive power of this piece is exceptional. I mean, yeah. From everything from the personal, like, take on the character, Zora, and then, you know, her feelings, and then what she does, and then, you know, just the whole concept of the entire, like, I guess the rites as the poem is aptly named of, you know, actually bringing forth the dead and controlling them. I don't know. It's really, really great. Just great descriptive power, amazing poetry. And Zappa, you did this piece so much justice with the way you read it. Overall, just an excellent read and write. Thank you, Iris Rose, and thank you, Zappa.
Yeah, agree. Did I miss anybody? Is Dennis, are you still here, or did you leave? Okay, I guess
yeah,
you left.
Yeah, I'm back.
Oh, you're
still there.
Oh, okay, did you hear the poem, or were you able to read the poem? Or?
It was the link is
that
so
was
bad.
Iris Rose?
It's broken up.
Oh, okay.
Iris Rose. Well, I'll read it and comment online.
Okay, no problem. Thank you. So it's just going to be me, and then Infinite close the show, and then we'll be done. So I finished your SoundCloud, I think, so that's good. All right, so yeah, that was a great read. You should be on the radio. You're gonna I know what you're gonna say. Pretty am. You always read it. So let me grab this one. Hey, my patient heard your reading, and he said that he reminded him like not his voice, but the vibe of Vincent Price. That's how much he liked it. He told me to tell you that. So there we go. Okay, so this one I'm gonna put here. All right, so this is called Free. Goes like this. On the board. Oh, let me send it to you, Dennis, so you can see it. Let me see if I see you over here. Oh, I see you. Okay. I'll get this to you real quick. Okay, there you go. All right, so this is called Free. And then it goes this, finally. Okay, your verbal volcano, ash falls like painted snow. You left me staring skyward, gray-streaked tears. My smothered heart entrusted to you in escrow. All your late night ends put on quite a roadshow. Left alone again in love, what an oxymoron. Your verbal volcano, ash falls like tainted snow. I looked for help, their best advice was to lie low. One look at your broken smile, intoxicating, here we go again. My smothered heart entrusted to you in escrow. This so-called love is a chokehold, will never you ever let go. And love's a noose, my neck's on the line and you're the rope. Your verbal volcano, ash falls like tainted snow. Said you loved me more than life, but that you're dead inside, though. Ironically, only you can save me. Heal my soul, set me free. My smothered heart entrusted to you in escrow. You're my bad habit. You're the hurt I'm in love with. Who knows? You shake things up good, but leave me broken inside. Your verbal volcano, ash falls like tainted snow. My smothered heart entrusted to you in escrow. End poem. So, I hate to ask for myself, it's so embarrassing, but Randall, what do you think?
Wow, I like the power this fish generates in the longing and in a variety of emotions here. And I thought the refrain was quite to the point of what he was trying to convey here. My smothered part entrusted to you in escrow. Isn't that the truth? Where exactly is home? A lot of times in escrow. That is really well written. Like I said, I really love the refrain. Well done.
Thank you. Zappa?
After a comment get there. Divorce fucking sucks, man. God damn. It's good,
yeah.
Though. It's all good. Our children suffer. We have to take care of our children no matter what.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. And Infinite, and then I'll play yours.
Yeah. It takes me back to a line I read from a poem. I can't even remember which one it was and who wrote it, but it was, you're the beautiful agony that is too agonizing to live without. The same concept there is just better described than this, and it's that, you know, that sometimes the love that we have is to our own detriment, but sometimes we feel like, so what? At least I'll die happy. Or you know, I don't know, maybe that's taking a little too far, but then there's the, you know, the idea that, you know, you can love something so toxic with your heart that it actually is the very thing that will destroy your heart and in the process. But love is so blinding that sometimes you can't even, your heart won't even let you see that, the heart won't even let itself see that it's being harmed by loving in such a way. And I felt this poem very much, and beautiful, beautiful write. Thank you so much for sharing.
Thank you. And I don't know, I see him on the board. Are you here, Dennis?
Yes, I'm here. Can you hear me?
Oh, good. Okay, there you go. Sorry. I'm sorry about my sound.
Okay.
I don't know what's up with the phone, but
No,
yeah.
It's the connection to Alaska. This is pretty frequent on AT&T. Rez, I liked your poem, and I liked the fact that you kept emphasizing with repetition your verbal volcano, ash falls like tainted snow. It is a poem that uses wonderful images to express the emotion of putting your heart into escrow, and that, and then the deal is never completed because she doesn't, I guess she doesn't buy it, would be the term to use with escrow. And I like my smothered heart entrusted to you in escrow so much. And this so-called love is a chokehold. Will you ever let go? And I could see that all your late night exits put on quite a road show. I think all men have been there where their lover has to get up and go home to her children or her husband or somebody else, her girlfriend, I don't know. But I sense a desire and a bit of disappointment and depression, not a bit, but quite a bit of that, because she doesn't return your, apparently, your love interest. She's there for a good time, but not a long time. So I really liked it, and I thought that that repetition, like, is enhanced by said you love me more than life, but that you're dead inside, though. So if she's dead inside, she can't really love you more than her life, because she probably is not enjoying her life
very much. Either that or she doesn't know how to enjoy her life, so that's why she didn't complete the contract with her putting up her heart in escrow, too. So I really liked it. You know, it's not often you see the word escrow used in love poems, and so I liked it a lot. It says what so many men feel, disappointment in love. And
yes.
Feedback.
All righty. Thank you, Dennis. Okay. So Infinite, his link is on the board there, and here's his SoundCloud.
Forevermore. To know me forevermore, thyself shall forget thyself. To hear me, ye shall know no more. Mine presence is only once felt, but once felt thou hast never felt, and shan't forevermore. A screeching sound upon thy ears alone shall fall. Upon thy ears such fear I must deliver. Fear not, forevermore fear, and all ends with my call. My call is feared by all, heard and not, all shall quiver. Cursed to this essence hath I been sentenced, to atone my sins of seeking winds of eternal life, by whom I know not, for I would offer repentance, a small penance to be rid of such sorrow and strife. Dost thou not understand? Care thee not. Aptly so I know 'tis a burden thou shan't bear forevermore, and forevermore I implore, but I know I cannot, to make thee the last I render and deliver unto that forevermore. Some shall plead, I wish I could grant, to be left to be forevermore ne'er undone, and some mirror that, offering unto me their hand, a peace to them awaits, that forevermore hast begun. My feathers are forbidden, for thy quill couldst be stilled. The swan, I envy, beauty and grace, forevermore adored. But I am the raven, ever hated, a flower born to wilt, condemned, forevermore to serve such darkness as my lord. Now thou dost know me, but thyself ye didst forget. Mine words thou hast heard, but ye shall hear them no more. Thy life I've carried here, it shall be as if we had never met. Thine own, but never mine, I welcome thee unto that shore. Forevermore.
Whoa, that was good. You scared my cat. That was really, I know, I mean, that was Poe channeled in all possible ways. Yeah, I mean, I know that, I'm sure that's what you were going for, but then in your own style, too. The cursed to the essence hath I been sentenced to atone my sins of seeking a wind of eternal life. This is really good, well written, dark. And, man, you nailed it, and the read was really creepy. I like this. I always like your reads. I always like how enthusiastic you are, how you get into it. And then I like the ending, too. Never mind, I welcome you into the shore, for that shore forevermore. Yeah, well done. Thank you. Randall, what did you think? Creepy or what?
Yeah, this was quite cool. The anguish, the angst, the desperation that, I got to say, the read itself lent to a lot of power to this piece. And it's so, the word phrasing is so eloquently done in this old English. I really dug this. Well done, my friend.
Thank you.
And I think it's just us three here right now. Yeah. I'm sorry we waited till the end. Next time I'll put you in the beginning for sure. I mean, this might be a weird question, but since it's only us three, it's no biggie. How, if you don't mind asking, how old are you? And you don't have to tell me if you don't want
to. Me?
Yeah, you just seem like a really old soul, and I mean that in a nice way. So
No.
I think you're pretty young, right?
Say what again?
You're pretty young, right? I think you just seem like an old soul, but I think you're pretty young, right?
Want to take a guess?
Yeah. 30?
Ha-ha, pretty good. I'll be 32 this year.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Doesn't he seem like an old soul to you, Randall? I mean, not just your writing, but your whole vibe. It's very unique.
Yeah, I was thinking early 30s.
Yeah.
But the vibe is a lot more ancient than that. Very cool.
Yeah. He's got a spirit, like a, yeah, some kind of, yeah, like you've been here before, and it's kind of what I get. But anyway, I wanted to thank you guys for hanging out and staying. Thank you so much, Randall and Infinite and everybody else. I guess, I don't know what weird vibrational thing is going on over here, but I'm going to try to figure it out. I'm going to call you after this, Randall, so I can get your input on that one. But I thank everybody for writing and coming and writing. But I'm going to play something for you, Randall, and the way out. And thank you so much, Infinite and Randall and everybody else that came. And I probably won't remember everybody's name, but Rack. Oh, help me out. Rack and Adam and Dennis, so much thank you. And Francine. Who did I forget? Oh, I'll probably have to look at the board.
Zappa.
But everybody who wrote Zappa, of course, and your awesome reads. You're so good with that. And everybody else, we appreciate it. Thank you so much for coming and supporting and love you all. Thank you. And good night. See you next week. This is for you, Randall.
Awesome.